This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the neighborhoods of White Lake. Patient first name is Constance, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-C-E. Last name is Vollen, W-O-L-L-E-N. Her date of birth is 6/30/1944. Date of evaluation is 6/20/23. History of presental and achieved complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, and review efficacy of current medication. History of presental illness. This is a 78 years old female who was admitted here. Upon transfer from St. Joseph Mercy Hospital on 6/14/2023. Period patient has multiple medical problems, including history of acute respiratory failure, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anxiety, history of heart failure, rheumatic aortic stenosis, history of squamous cell carcinoma of skin. Primary insomnia, difficulty in walking, history of COPD, non-ST elevation, myocardial infarction, and also has a history of diverticulosis of small intestine with perforation. Period patient reports that she was admitted here previously. Period she admits to a long-standing history of depression and has been taking citalopram for many years. Period reports that she was tried on many other antidepressants, but citalopram works the best for her. Period patient acknowledged that she was on life support recently and had blood transfusion done. Period reports that she lives alone. Reports that one daughter lives in Ohio, another one lives near Traverse City and might be coming here today. Patient had previously stated that her son is deceased from alcoholism. Period patient is divorced for a long time. Period she denies any suicidal ideation. Her sleep and appetite is adequate. Period patient reports that she got OT and supposed to get physical therapy today. Period reports that prior to heart valve surgery in 2016, she was doing well. Period. No reports of paranoia, delusional thinking, or hallucinations. Next paragraph. Review of system general weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, non-reported respiratory problems, shortness of breath, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Next paragraph, number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Next paragraph, prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, under social history, education, highest grade, college, first year, current occupation, retired bookkeeper. Next paragraph, relationship, current relationship, married and divorced. Number of children, two living daughters. Next paragraph, medical record lab, diagnostic test, check collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, under review of history and habits, commonly medical surgical history as reported in HPIs, save that information. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination, blood pressure 130/76, pulse 76, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general thin looking female, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech, clear, mood, mildly dysphoric, thought process intact, association normal, thought content, somatic preoccupation regarding her physical limitations, perceptual disturbances, none, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person with a normal place, with a normal time, with a normal memory, recent, with a normal attention, concentration, fair, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair. Next paragraph, medications, current medications, citalopram. Under current medications, citalopram 20 milligram once a day and doxepin 10 milligram HS. Next paragraph, under assessment and plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1, plans continue, citalopram as prescribed. Number two, insomnia unspecified G47.00, plans continue, doxepin as prescribed. Next paragraph, disposition, patient notify service of any changes in her mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, check, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures, 9.9.304, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SSRI, check TCAs, risk benefits statements. Under risk benefit statements, check if my medical determination the above reference risks are acceptable and outfit with the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment and potential consequences of harm to herself and others. Next paragraph, end of dictation.